thomasofgod.net.
Hi, Brother Thomas.
Hey, Sister Mary.
Brother Thomas, I was thinking about how God used that we're saved by grace through faith. And I was just wondering, why did God choose faith and grace?
Well, Sister Mary, that's a good question. Why, in order to give us eternal life and have our sins forgiven, or in other words, salvation, why does God use faith? Why does He use grace? Why are these two things the ingredients to our salvation? And of course, the answer to that is the very thing that we've spent so much time on for some weeks now, probably a month, maybe 2 months. And that is because these are the ingredients and the things that are necessary when you talk about promises and you talk about gifts, or when you talk about a promise by gift or a gift that comes by promise. Each one of these, grace must be necessary, and grace is necessary when you deal with giving somebody a gift and making a promise of it. Grace is a necessary ingredient, and as well, so is faith, or to trust, or to have confidence in. It also is a necessary ingredient when a person makes a promise, and to by making a promise, by wanting to give a gift and promising a gift to a certain person. So these are two necessary ingredients. Because eternal life came, because God promised to give man eternal life even before the world began, or even before time began, which is Titus 1:2. And because He gave it by promise by gift, therefore the ingredients of our salvation and for us to acquire eternal life, grace must be present. So also faith. Faith must be present too. That's just like talking about a gift, that the gift must be free and without cost to the believer, or without cost to the receiver, but cost the giver everything. That's just a natural ingredient of a gift. So the fact that it's free is a part of the ingredient as well. And let me add another one in there, and that's hope. The hope of the believer. The hope of the believer is to acquire eternal life. Hope. Hope also is a result of faith. It is a result of grace, and it is a result of being involved in a promise. Now let me also put in something else that is involved also in promise by gift, and any kind of promise. It doesn't have to be God's promise by gift. Whenever you make a promise that you want to do something for somebody or give somebody something, all these ingredients are present whenever you make a promise to somebody. Okay? But hope is also prevalent. Our hope is also within the, or is a result of all part of being a promise. Now you ask, oh yeah, let me say one more thing. Another thing is the agreement of the promise itself. And we haven't gotten into that. But the agreement of the promise, and we will get into each one of these. So we'll deal with grace, we'll deal with faith, we'll deal with hope, and we'll see how all these things, and even the agreement to the promise, we'll see what the agreement is in the promise as well. The statement of the promise. And we'll get into all of these things and see the structure of our salvation. But to answer your question, I guess we need to answer it. And that is, what is grace? And why did God choose grace to be part of the equation of our salvation. So I guess the first thing that we must do is that we must identify and give the word grace a definition and then look at it in Scripture as to some verses. Let me say this too. It's not so much that God chose grace as the way. Because God chose to give man eternal life by promise, by gift, therefore grace must be present. Because all three, all these things, grace, faith, hope, all these things exist whenever somebody makes a promise by gift. When man makes a promise by gift, these things are present. They have to be present because it's all part of the equation as to what makes a promise by gift. If you will look at Romans, we want to look at Ephesians 2, 8, and 9. Ephesians 2, 8, and 9. And notice what Ephesians 2, 8, and 9 is actually saying. Ephesians 2, 8, 9. I've got to get there myself. Ephesians 2, 8, 9 says this. It says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God." Now notice, and we've been talking so much about gift, because eternal life was promised, and because it was a gift by promise, but because eternal life is a gift, everything else also that deals with man must also be a gift. Everything must be a gift. And grace here is a gift. Notice what it says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God." Here, this verse right here is saying that grace is a gift. Now let's identify grace before we go any further. And then we'll put it to the equation of our faith gift by promise, or promise by gift. The word grace means favor. Now that's the word favor, that's probably the most favored word when they come to identify the word grace. Okay? But it means more than just favor. That's a good definition, but it also means that which pleases, that which gives pleasure, or just because it pleases a person. To have favor, or that which pleases, that's the definition of grace. That's what grace means. Something that pleases, or something that gives someone pleasure. Pleasure or favor must be present when you're dealing with a promise by gift. It is the very reason that the promise exists in the first place. You cannot have a promise, nor can you have a gift, without first grace being present or favor. Have you ever in your life decided to give somebody a gift? Just to give somebody a gift. You heard that somebody needed something. You heard that there was a need that this individual had, and therefore, when you heard that this person was in need of maybe some help, you know, your heart became warmed, and that person found favor in your heart and in your mind. All of a sudden, you felt and you received and you experienced great pleasure in your heart of wanting to meet the need of that person. And so you began planning in your heart to put the wheels in motion and get this thing going so that you can meet the need of an individual. Have you ever just helped somebody? And when you did, and it was without cost to them, and when you did, why? What was your motivation? Simply because it pleased you. Simply because it found pleasure in your heart to reach out and to help that person. This is grace. This is what grace is. All of a sudden, that person found favor in your heart. All of a sudden, it became pleasurable to you out of the goodness of your heart, simply because it pleased you. You reach out to help that person, and you meet the need of that person simply because it pleases you to do so. And they don't have to pay you nothing. There's nothing involved. There's no payment for this or anything else. No one paid you to fill this or paid you to do it. You did it because of grace. This is what grace is. If you do something for somebody because it pleases you. Grace is the emotion that we feel of when we wish to help somebody, and it just pleases us to do so. No strings attached, no motivation, except for the simple fact is the simple fact that it pleases us to do so. Notice something else about favor, or the quality of being just being pleased to do something for somebody. Notice Romans chapter 11, verse 6 says, "And if by grace, then it is no more of works. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then it is no more grace. Otherwise, work is no more work." Something else about this grace. It's unmerited. In other words, you can't buy it. In other words, no one can do anything in order to receive it. Again, stop and think the last time that you helped somebody simply because it pleased you to do so. When it comes to a gift, the gift must be free, and the motivation must be free also. Although it costs the one who is buying the gift everything, yet the motivation for wanting to buy the gift and pay the price costs the receiver nothing. The person who buys the gift and pays the cost of the gift that he might give it to the receiver does it simply because of he experiences grace in his heart and in his mind. True grace is unmerited. And a person, when they give a gift, finds favor, or they do it simply because it pleases them to do so. It's not bought. It's not worked up by receiving money or anything else. It just comes upon you. And there's a warmness in your heart, and that person finds pleasure in you, or you find pleasure in them. And because it pleases you, because they find favor, or you find they find favor in your heart, or you find favor in their heart, that's the motive. That's the reason why you give. So grace also cannot be bought or paid. But what is the motivation behind any gift that you give? It's grace. Or should I say, it's done because it pleases the giver to do so. And this is what grace is all about. There's such a mystery about grace, and people make it into such a mystery. We experience grace whenever we give a gift to somebody, or whenever we do something for somebody. We experience grace ourselves. And we give that grace to others when we give a gift to that person. Next week, I want to look at grace some more. And we want to look at another word that actually means grace too. But it's a little bit different. But why does God want to give us eternal life? Because it pleases Him to do so. Why did God send His only begotten Son to die for the forgiveness of our sins? Because it pleased Him to do so. That's the only reason. Why did God create the heavens and earth? Because it pleased Him to do so. It pleased Him to do so. Why is he going to give you a new body after death? Because it pleases him to do so. Everything that we receive from God, it comes by God simply because it pleases him to do so. What was it when he created the heavens and the earth? After each day, he said, it is good. In other words, it found pleasure in him. It pleased him. And why did he create it that way? Why did he create day and night? Because before he created it, it pleased him to do so. What is grace? Grace is simply the pleasure of God that God experiences to do for others, such as to want to give man eternal life, such as to give his only begotten Son that Jesus might die for the forgiveness of our sins. Why did he do that? Simply because it pleased him to do so. And that's what grace is. Does that answer your question, Sister Mary?